At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Human.
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 Sir, slimy reptilian.
Look at this, dude. Look at that dumb thing I'm wearing. You see that? You see this?
What are you, a pool player? You fucking
etch it.
Use it for the fucking cue or the stick.
Ooh, yeah, dude. Nah, this is my touching hand. This is my touching. Don't ask what I'd be touching. I'm just touching stuff.
Who's
how dumb this is? This is how much I've been on the computer. But you didn't even what were you about to ask?
You remind me. No. I was gonna say you remind me of the character in Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, not the retarded one, the other one. Carl? George? Who's the non-dumb one in Of Mice and Men?
Come on, ladies, Larry.
No, not Larry. Who was the guy he was fucking's husband? The boxer.
Dude, I don't know. You're talking about a movie from...
Fuck, that's the first one, the book.
In the 90s? I don't
it's
know.
A book, so have some fucking class.
It is a... Well, okay, so wait. Okay, yeah, you're asking about the character in the book.
Not important. He wore he was a boxer and he wore a glove full of Vaseline the whole time. And that's what I envision it looks like. Right. Yeah, it's a glove full of Vaseline. That's it.
It's like, dude, I'm really trying to get my shocker just better. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's my shocker smooth. Glove, everybody. So yeah, you're going to want to wear this a couple hours every day. You're going to really want to get it on. That's going to improve your shocker, guys. It's really going to improve your shocker. You got to take care of your shock. You know what I mean? And you're just going to really, so this is for the two in the pink, one in the state. Well, yeah. I mean, depending on how you want to flip, right, guys?
Well,
we've all been there.
Well, if she's on her hands and knees and this way.
Yeah, dude. Of course. Right, then you go power mode.
Right.
Ah, you come in that way. You come in, bah, like that. Skacha. Skacha.
It's aggressive.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to switch it up. This you get old with this. This is old. How old are we? This
yeah, we're older. Doing. Late 30s. So,
yeah. This late 30s. I'm in the mid still. I'm still in the mid.
Yeah, I guess technically. Well, then I am too. I'm gonna hold on to the 37.
Yeah, involved in the decade. He's just like, no, I mean, it's 34, 35, 36, mid 30s, baby. That's where we're at. That's where we're... No, I really am not going to wear it. But, dude, that's how much I've been on the computer. Dude.
What is that for, actually, for real? Bits. Like, what's it really for? Is,
I mean, you wear it a lot of time, especially when I'm drawing, like, the digital rendering so much. But even on the dumb mouse, that's how much I'm trying to make my career work and just get my life together. I've been on the computer so much. I was developing fucking blisters in between my pinky. And
Now, when you bought that, were you like, I'm gay? Or when it came, you're like, I'm gay? Which, when did you realize you were gay? Before or after the purchase?
I will neither confirm nor deny. Fair. Two, no, actually, well, it came. Well, I bought it on buttchuggers.com. So that's not typically used for the computer. I didn't know. Yeah. So I kind of.
Sometimes you find things in the tools that aren't meant for them in the original purposes, and you repurpose them for a better purpose. You know, like maybe I was watching Dirty Jobs and the guy had a boat paddle to knock off dirt. That wasn't for his intended purpose. Bam. Exactly. You're a fucking, you know.
I'm an innovator and all.
Yeah, sure. Trailblazer, I was thinking of, but yeah.
Okay. Either one's good. I mean, it's not, you know,
both good. Solid.
Which is interesting. Yeah. That's going. I'm doing that well. That's how well I'm doing is I need a little, I need a half glove for my hand. I need to go quarter Michael Jackson, which is worrisome. I can hear you guys yelling. I understand. I don't like it either. I'm trying to just use that part of the Michael. I'm not trying to do any other Michael. So yeah, that's good.
I'll start to worry about full pedo mode when you start to rhinestone it out. Then I'll be like, hey, we gotta have a talk.
Okay. Cause this is my work glove. You should see my going out glove.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah. God.
It's so sparkly and shiny.
It's so sparkly and shiny, dude. You would love it. Yeah, what's going on with you, buddy? I know your life is falling around you. That's just great.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, every time we don't put out an episode weekly, it's because our lives are falling apart.
Something terrible has happened.
It's such a good indicator of things aren't going well for us. That's why people are like, where's the last episode of the last 3 weeks? Oh, our lives are falling apart.
Yeah. I've been trying to not go poor. You guys know what that's like. It's super fun.
Yeah. No, I'm just struggling with personal relationship stuff. That's money's great, actually.
Money's great. You're crushing it money-wise.
Really, I want to kill myself for everything else around me. So that's
we should switch.
Honestly, I would rather live in destitute
than go in what I'm going through. I can't take heartache right now.
This really just goes to show you that anybody would switch positions just because they're tired of their own position. It doesn't matter what it is.
I was just talking to we had one of the basketball podcasts, you know, the recent one we just put out, and he makes the case. He goes, just like, it's a cold case. It is a cold case to make. But yeah, Raymond Byrd was just like, he was like, you know, check out the pod. If you like basketball, they're great. But he's just like, yeah, man, if my money's good, I'm fine. You could tell he's been poor. You know what I mean? Like, like, oh yeah, you've gone without. Like, and he's just like, yeah, dude. He's like, oh yeah, I would, like, if just I have kids, and if I, like, at a dinner, my wife just like, nah, I'm fucking done with you. This is disgusting. Whatever. She just walks out, takes the kids. He'd be like, all right. I mean, you know, I'm still fucking got it. So it doesn't, I'll figure it out.
I mean, listen, it'd be worse if I was going through this and broke, you know, that would be worse.
I did that. That's exactly. I did that not too long ago. That was fun. That's a good time.
Although I will say Sam Urban on the 5 to Midnight podcast I do with, I love Sam to death, but I kind of hope he falls off a cliff and dies. Cause that motherfucker was like, he was like, yo, we got to buy into E-Girl. And I was like, what's E-Girl? He's like, it's a crypto. I was like, I fuck with is Bitcoin. He's like, I know, me too. But he's like, hear me out. So this is what E-Girl is. E-Girl was some chick who worked for some tech company. Yeah.
Good start.
I know. Dude, honestly, wait till you hear the end of it, because you're like, you're done for buying this. So.
Oh, it's also, yeah, everyone listening, you picked up on it. It's already bought.
Oh, I had. Yeah, no, I'm getting to it.
Adam always tells us after the fact. He's such a kid in that fashion of just like, he's the kid who walks into the room and just like, hey, mom, you know, let's just say, you know your favorite lamp? You know, what if it was in like multiple pieces? Just like throwing that out there.
You're not wrong. This is the crypto equivalency of that, really.
Good. Okay. E-girl. Yeah. You had me at E-girl.
So E-girl. So it was this chick who she worked for like a tech company or a development company or something like that. She had a alt account on Twitter. So not her real name, not her thing. She posted some like shit that was, you know, against the, let's say, fucking think tank of the company. Someone dimed her out and they fired her for her private account on a free speech technically, you know. So Elon Musk was like, I'm gonna pay for your lawyers to sue the company. He's like, I think this is a violation of free speech. He's like, I'm gonna cover you. So then they made a coin, you know, because you can make coins for anything, like Doge was a thing, right? So we made an E-girl coin off of her whole thing. Her name is Bronze Age Shorty. That was her account.
Right.
So everybody's going like, now Sam's like, dude, Elon's involved. Like, remember what happened to Doge? I was like, I do. I actually made some money. I made like 3,000 off Doge. It was like a quick, that was like a 2 day or like a 2 week long, like pump and dump scam. Right. So he's like, dude, E-girl. He's like, I'm telling you, Elon's going to pick it up. He's like, throw it into E-girl. He's like, it's going to fucking skyrocket.
Reason by that. Everyone caught that. I hope you all did. He was like, it was a pump and dump scam. It was a scam that we did that we're playing around with digital money. None of it's real. None of it matters.
No. The Dogecoin's not real. Bitcoin's very real. Dogecoin's bullshit.
Yeah. But the one I have all my money in, guys, super real. Don't worry about anything else. Everything else is probably a scam, but the
that's
one
true. That is money. True, though. That is actually true. I know you're kidding, but you're not wrong. That is kind of true.
Dude. Okay.
So he goes, oh, yeah. Well, how do I buy e-girl? Because I have Coinbase, which I used to buy Bitcoin. And he's like, oh, you need to get Solana on Coinbase. And then you have to get this a different app called Phantom Wallet. And then you're going to have to transfer your Solana to the Phantom Wallet. And then with the Solana, buy e-girl on Phantom. I went, okay, that's a lot of steps, but fine. So I just go to buy Solana. He's like, oh, wait, you can't just buy Solana, though. I went, awesome. He's like, you got to convert some Bitcoin into Solana and then that into fucking e-girl.
Yeah.
How much did you throw in? He's like, oh, I'm really pretty dedicated into this. So he threw in like a unspecified amount, but a lot. I went, I'll take 1,000 or 1,500 Bitcoin, I think. So $1,500, not 1,500 Bitcoin, $1,500 worth of Bitcoin. So 1,500 USD. I was like, I'll just throw that in and then see where that goes. Take a guess of where e-girl is right now today.
Please immediately tank. Oh my God, how great that would be. I mean, it can only go up from here. It's brand new, right? So.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm still down $1,000. Can I tell you what it was last night? It's back up to 600. Can I tell you what it was last night when I checked?
Okay. What?
$6.
Right.
Well, that is $6.
So isn't that kind of like, I don't know what this equates.
No. So I had 1500 in it, right? Think of my money. Don't think of like how much it's worth. Think of like my money. In other words,
The amount of money you have left is
yes. Yes. It was six. It was six last night.
I need to mug the camera so much for this episode, but I'd be a mugging bitch. Cause this is fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's I went, hey Sam, why $6?
That money, like you could have, that money that you gave me would actually be an investment in a friend you know works his ass off. Like that should have been my drop 10 salary for this month. If you think about it, like that's wild.
It's pretty annoying. I'm not gonna lie.
I could have at least done something with it.
Yeah, you definitely, for sure. I mean, this failed endeavor.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Of e-girl. I mean, he's telling me it's going to be a little bit, but I don't believe him anymore because you know what the annoying part is too? I put in 1500 and then I was up 500 immediately. I was like, yo, Sam, good call on this. The very next day it went down to like my price point again. I was like, okay. Then it went down again. I was like, okay. And then it just kept going down. I was like, okay, stop. Like it just never went up again. Like past my point, my buy-in point.
Yeah, I need to. I mean, it's not like I have my. Oh, shout out to my old job. If you just know me and you know what my old job was, shout out to them. Because when you get a, we're investigating the 401k and making sure that you got it. This is like the actual IRS. Because they're like, hey, you know, it's basically like a little flag just being thrown up. Just be like, hey, we're investigating the company's 401k that you're supposed to have, and we want to make sure that you have it. It got rolled into this account, and we're just making sure that you know. And I was like, oh, that's a good sign. That's probably nothing bad happened. They probably weren't doing anything nefarious with anything, but it's nice. So they're getting audited,
and then the IRS had to tell you that they're getting audited for your 401k.
Our 401ks, like however much we were putting in, like I wasn't a, like whatever, yeah, it's boring bullshit. But like you know, I wasn't like crazy advantageous with it. You know, I mean, I wasn't like throwing a bunch of money. I was basically just doing like a dollar a stock and just spreading it out, whatever, you know? So it all translates to real like money that I gained, but it's just in, you know, and I saw the letter from like the account, it moved over, whatever, but it's always good when you get that letter from the IRS. They're just like, don't worry about it. It's probably fine, but we are sort of investigating the company you used to work for, which I would love to talk about. I genuinely would love to talk about it, but I'm sure eventually if this goes the way I think it's going to go, they're going to probably, I don't know, but fucking.
I mean, at least bullshit. You're not getting audited. That's way worse.
No, I mean, there's no way I would be getting audited.
No, I also don't know what that entails. I know it's like, it feels like a lot. I'd probably just kill myself.
They're just overseeing it probably. Yeah, it's like, I'm glad. It's like, hey, we're making sure that this company didn't fuck over its employees, which is like, thank you. I appreciate it. Someone cares a little bit. Now, mind you, I just don't even know. But like, I wonder if you guys are the same way. I'm so paranoid nowadays, like with money in general, digital money. Like, I mean, I'm not like, we need to go to gold, but like, it's just so easy because of all the LLCs you're allowed to do and just the way people operate. The scandals that we hear and the fucky ovary, the fuck ovary that you can get, which is also what doctors will tell a woman who's having a problem with her ovaries.
That's true. Medical.
Like all that shit happens and you're kind of like, okay, the money's safe. I can see it. I have access to it. I understand. I wouldn't be surprised somehow if someone has also access to this. And if I don't move it or something, they get to take it. Like you just are hyper paranoid all the time.
You're not wrong. Like you're first of all, we should be going back to gold because that's why we're fucked in the first place. That's truly why we're fucked in the first place, right? Because like that's what causes the inflation, whatever. So, that isn't political, but like,
yeah, but like even I love that the idea, because then I still think they would have the same thing. It would just be like four people that have the gold. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't really fix things, but it would, yeah, it would like,
but you know what they can't do, like they can't just, you can, in other words, like with a physical gold though, they can't just be like, it's just not here. It's just gone. Like you, if you go to your bank right now, like if you're like, I want all my money, please. They go, oh no, we just can't do that. Like you can't get all your money. Right. Like you can't. That's what's scary about the whole, that's what people are freaked out about. So you're not, I know you're kidding, but like, you're not wrong about the gold thing. It's like, also why inflation is a thing is because like, again, it's backed by nothing. Every country used to be backed by gold, silver, fucking precious metals. And then we're like, I'll just start printing stuff. And then we're like, people are like, yeah, but you have to, there's notes for actual. And then went, we're going to keep printing stuff. You know? So it's like, so you're not wrong. Also, it's the fear of like, again, like your bank account just being erased. Like you said, like, oh, I guess it's there. It's like, well, it's there by a number on a computer screen, but like, there's nothing there. Like,
and like the client, a client I was actually done work with, happened to be a tax place. And then I let her do my taxes or whatever. She just did like my personal ones. Don't freak out. It's going to be fine. Because I think you're thinking of, we didn't end up using them for our company. They really only have like my shit, which is good. Just good. And then I get a thing from the IRS again, being like, hey, contact us. We're not sure. There might have been a leak. I'm like, from this place, they're shutting them down and like overseeing everything. I'm like, God, I mean, I hate the IRS, but also thanks for the fucking heads up, guys.
Yeah, like, well, that's that because they like you. They just need more info to fuck them.
hopefully. Yeah. But it's just like, fuck, man. There's not much to take. So that's fine. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's fun. It's fun adulting. I mean, some nice updates. I had finally talked to my neighbor. I talked to a neighbor who's I've talked about on this podcast before, who may or may not have an infatuation with another neighbor, Jose and Lou. Lou talked to me for a while. I'm pretty sure he's still harassing him.
Nice.
It's always fun. It's always fun when you just have someone. Like, he's talking to me for a bit and he's fine. But like, you ever, you know, when you're talking to him, sometimes it happens with a kid, but you see this with adults. Where like you know one story, then you go get the other story from the kid, you know, or adult, and then you know they're talking, and there's just one moment when you're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like when you're, the way you're pitching it, it's like, okay, it kind of makes some sense, and then there's that one little tip off, and you're just like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense, man. And it's like, yeah, I helped him fix his house, and he's just being a real dick, and we've been friends for years and everything like that. When anyone ever says that they've been friends with someone for years and gives no reason for why they're not friends anymore, it's usually their fault. it's usually the person you're talking to's fault. Like, you're just, I don't know what happened.
He's
just crazy. He just all of a sudden, I have no idea what happened. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I didn't see you on top of his roof in the middle of the night one time. yeah, that makes sense. Like, okay. Yeah. I love that bullshit. To quote another person on this on the network, she's like, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Like, it's,
yeah,
dude, I saw you on the roof at like 2 a.m. like a fucking raccoon. You know, like what?
But where you live, that's probably normal behavior. Like, dude's on a roof at 2 a.m. just fucking, you know, on crack, doing crackhead things.
I wish it was drug related. It's a shame that he is just he's amor, and you know. Those, it's always fun too, because he mentioned he saw a guy driving by, like almost hit him with his car or something like that, because people drive crazy out here. And then he's of Latina descent or whatever, but like he's just like, guy driving by, he was Puerto Rican, I could tell. Ugh. I was like, all right.
Yeah, but I bet you, like, it's like how I could spot white Europeans. It's a white guy, right? It's probably just it's probably like whatever race you are, you could spot out like the other versions of your race.
It's easy though, because those are just the palest people in Cape May. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? True. Like, every time I went, I could always spot like a Norwegian or French person, because you're just like the palest.
It's their heads.
Something to do with that.
They have a blockhead. Europeans have this weird head to them. That's like, it's like a weird, I can't, blockhead's not even, that's more Russian, but Europeans have this weird face and head to them. That's like, it's indescribable, but you see him and you go, you're a fucking dirty European. I know it. I fucking know you're Scottish or English or something stupid. Fuck you. I hate, you know how I hate Europe. But it's this thing where I'm telling you, I bet you like other black guys could be like, that guy's not like American black. He's like African black or something. Or like a Hispanic guy being like, that guy's fucking Guatemalan or whatever the fuck. Asian, I'm sure they could. Although I got pretty good with the Asian differences. You could tell. Well, you know, that's a big stereotype, I think, but I thought, not when I was younger. That was real. As I got older and I used like more life experience, you could kind of tell. It's all in the eyes. Right. It's all in the eyes. That's what you tell.
Put so succinctly, buddy. Gotta say, I could listen to you talk about race and you being able to spot different people of different races all day. Doesn't.
And language. Doesn't, so like the hard, like,
yeah,
let's, if it's a sing-songy,
hats on, let's do this, let's keep going. I like,
if it's a sing-songy, it's Chinese. If it's more like direct, this is Japanese.
Why
that's not this? Racist, that's just accurate.
I'm not saying it's racist. I love keep going. I'm sorry,
that's how you pick it up. I'm a traveler of the world, bro.
I'm a world traveler. I mean, New York people talk like this. This is the way New York people do.
That is also true. I don't really know.
You're Jamaican, right? Like, you just, there's no prompt. Jamaican? Yeah. He's just like, yeah, I am, but what the fuck? Like, it's like,
we just like to know. it's all it is. It's like, oh, I nailed it. I got it.
Yeah, you're like, fucking, oh, I'm going to New York City. It's the melting pot. It's like, yeah, it's the melting pot, but like, they all have labels. Like, you can pick it out from over top of the pot. Like, everybody in there wants to know what they are.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the first words out of their mouths.
You think I'm not there? People are like, Italian or Irish? I'm like, Italian. I get it too. It's one of the two.
Specifically Staten Island, which is a certain type.
And then when, oh, we're sorry. I'm like, it's okay.
It's tough out there. Yeah. It's always fun. So getting to know some of the neighborhood, very good. I'm just the angry, you know, like, stop littering. Like, I'm just that guy, which we all know. It's fun times.
So I came back from Minnesota last week, and I sent you that picture, which, man.
Minnesota.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to send that picture to myself, and I'm going to show everybody.
Adam doing technology. Here we
how, go. Shut up.
It's going smooth. He could, remember, he could not prep. We were late even to this. He did not think about it beforehand. He's going to do it in real time. So this is currently happening. I'm just going to give a little voiceover.
You can edit this out. You
know. Yeah, we could edit this out. You've chosen your path.
It's fair. You know what? Also, I just woke up. I had a very long night and I had a very not great day. Okay. So I just woke up. I'm a very sleepy boy.
Just waiting for him to just snap. I've had not a good day. I'm having a fucking tough day. All right. Great. Jesus Christ. Why the fuck is it so hot?
You had to be on me all the time. It's not fair. All right. So I'm going to show everybody this. Hey, where would you guys say that is? North Korea? Communist Russia in 87? Where is this place? Oh, Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah, nailed it. That would be it. It's Duluth, Minnesota. There's not even a color in this picture that's not gray.
Yeah.
It's just gray. Tough. Everything is gray. Everything is gray. Isn't that like you, oh, Adam, that's just because it's foggy and rainy and snowy. Oh, yeah, no, it was snowy. And actually, technically, closer to May than it was April, if you want to consider it that way. I know we were in April, but like it was closer to May. That's Lake Superior in the background. You can't even see. It's covered by fog. So you can't even see a cool part. It's just a fucking dull, gray, cold, desolate wasteland that I do not feel bad about leaving. What?
So you had fun. It was a good time.
It was a good show. It was a good show.
Place. We would love to come
back. But
can we go any? I can't, because of this podcast, I'm not allowed in like 19 states. All of Europe is gone. I can't go anywhere. It's not like anybody else wants me, but Philly doesn't want me. But
I didn't shit on Texas yet. That was fun. Corpus Christi was nice. That was the best place I've been to so far.
All right.
That is the entire convention.
That's run. A fucking low bar right there.
Yeah, but
you hear that, Corpus Christi? Adam's a fan.
It was maybe because it was just warm. It was the only warm place I went to, and maybe that just tricked me into being like, this place rules.
Okay.
That could have been it.
I mean, I'm proud of you. Proud of you regardless.
Because I talked to the bartender at the hotel I was at, and I was like, hey, so how do you live here? Like, all the time. Because that's just crazy.
A good start.
Always, you know? Because it's 37 and snowing, and it's like April something. So that's why. And then she looked at me, and she's like, this is actually the best winter we've had. And I went, nah. And she's like, this is the first time in 20 years it hasn't hit negatives. Like one time, and I went, oh, I could count on my hand the times it's hit negative where I live, but that's cool. Good luck with this. I can't wait to leave. I left early,
right?
I got to fly out early. I was like, I can't be here.
You loved it, and we would happy to be back there and be paid to go. We would love that, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
Between June and August.
Yeah, maybe we catch a summer month. We see a little bit of that blue in that lake. You know what I mean? We know it's out there, you sneaky little
devil. I mean, do I? Technically, I don't, but they tell me it was.
Well, they're just like, yeah, keep walking that way. So you hit wet.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah. Not a fun place to be. Also, I will say this too. Minneapolis Airport, best airport in the whole country so far.
Oh, wow.
Wildly crazy cool airport. For such a city that you don't think deserves it. Like you would think Philly, and then you walk into Philly airport, you're like, maybe the worst airport to ever exist. LaGuardia, JFK, pretty terrible. Like New York, you know, like you would think the bigger cities, LAX, would have like nicer, cool amenities. Yeah. Nah, because they're like, fuck you. We don't care. Also, your flight's delayed and canceled. You're like, cool. Can't wait to be here. But in that airport, dude, I walked in, like in the lobby of like the terminal, overlooking the terminal was a golf simulator with a bar and restaurant.
Ooh.
And they had giant golf like screens, like the projector. It wasn't like some half-ass rinky ding. There was like set up across. They had like it was more like a mall. And I walked out, I thought I was in a mall. Like they had candy shops, like high-end clothes place. Like it was like a dude, like legitimate mall. Like I was going to like a King of Prussia. And I'm like, what the fuck am I right now? This is like an awesome place. Yeah, dude, it's a fucking sick airport. I mean, but very cool. And then also, they all love and hate the Vikings up there. They're just mad that they can't win. But they're like, we ride or die with the Vikings. I'm like, I feel you. I feel that. So that was my tour of Minnesota. It was shitty, but the airport was cool. And they hate the Vikings, but love the Vikings. That's what I got out of town.
Good. I'm the article you're gonna write is gonna, I think, do well in Minnesota. I think I think it'll go well. I think it sounds like, yeah.
There are two babies at the show.
Oh, see, look at that.
Yep, a nice baby show. That was fun.
I don't know how I feel about it. So they're just, very young. They were very young.
One was a literal baby, and one was like a toddler. So yeah, one was like that.
Right.
Barely walking age toddler, like she was like walking around, but you know, just screaming the whole time.
Right. Well, it was a libertarian thing, if I remember correctly.
So correct.
That means that, you know, those babies are companies, first of all.
Yeah, that's true.
It's nice. So I'm surprised they didn't hit you up for charges for staying.
They privatized already.
They already have like weird, cute OnlyFans that are just, like, cute little baby pics, and they're just like, "Wee, it doesn't need to be sexual, guys. Stop making it sexual."
No, it made it sexual. You said OnlyFans. I think it's sexual.
OnlyFans is not just for sex, guys.
Yeah, no, we know, but you know, no one thinks that.
No one thinks that. It's like it is not. And it's like, I know, but we don't think that. It's just like, I get that. I understand. It's again, it's beautiful. I love the way everyone's minds work. Again, check out mine, Big Nib Neil. Follow me.
Well, of course.
I'm not doing anything with it, but you know what I mean? I should put up one pic of a nip and then just end it. I don't know how it works, but I'm going to give it a go. Well, I'm sorry Minnesota was so dreary for you, buddy. You know, I mean, you know, it's at least the show was good, right?
Yeah, no, it was a fun time. Some babies.
Is it the most babies you probably ever performed for? I think two is pretty good. Two's
pretty good. And then, I kept just insulting the parents in a funny way to be like, you get what I'm saying, right? Like, sure. Leave.
Did you ask one of them to nurse in front of you or anything like that? Anything creepy?
One of them did breastfeed during the show. Not during my set, but that actually happened. It actually just triggered my memory. It actually did happen.
Two drink men, right? It's like, well, two drink minimum. Hey, you know.
The venue needed is money. Yeah, this baby's hey, libertarians, no freeloaders here. Pay your way.
Yeah. Was it? And I know you said that you got to drink from it as well, which I felt like was.
Well, I paid my fair share.
Right. 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 She opened up a table and stuff like that, which is nice of her.
Capitalism, baby.
I mean, as soon as we got that taste of, you know, sweet breast milk back in the day at
Raven bad.
In Philly, you know.
You guys mixed it with booze. I just took it straight.
I wanted it raw.
You took it straight too?
No, I wanted it raw.
Oh, okay.
But it was weird that I wanted it that way. Everyone else, they were like, we're mixing booze in it. It's fine. And I'm like, and then you were, I was like, you know, you don't drink. And then
that was my out.
The raw. And I was kind of like, I kind of wanted the raw to be like, and that's weird. That's not, it came from a friend's tit. You know what I mean?
That's weirder. Exactly. I think it's weirder, actually.
I was kind of like, could I get this actually just straight from her titty? I would like it.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, it was weird, but it tasted decent. It was just like a sugary milk.
Mm.
I guess is the way I would describe it, but yeah, I wasn't sugary. Against it. I wouldn't like drink it like with cookies, like a normal everyday beverage, but it was like a sweeter, like it's how I envision like straight from the tit cow milk tastes like unpasteurized, like, you know, like before it goes through all the systems. Like, that's what it probably tastes like. Just like a creamy, sugary, sweet milk.
All right, man.
I mean, sexual, but I'm not trying to. I just like milk.
No one asked. We didn't. Like, you started to backtrack and be like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't drink it with like cookies or anything. I was like, no one would. That's insane that you asked that or even stated it. So that's fine.
It's like, I definitely don't have a shelf of breast milk in my fridge right now. I definitely don't have that. I don't know why you're thinking I do.
Probably not. Yeah,
stop being weird about it.
I'm not weird about it. I'm worried about it. You've got so much money in e-girl and
I don't actually. That's the problem. I don't have any money in e-girl.
Well, depending on how much you dumped. Yeah, I guess. But hey, you know, what are you going to do? I'm just worried about your milk stocks. You know what I mean? Is what I'm trying to say. It's never good. Oh, there he goes. Look at him drinking. So good. We're going to cut so much of this. Let's do plugs and then we'll wrap up this podcast. Adam Nutter, tell them where you're going to be, buddy.
At Adam Nutter, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, if it's still around. Maybe it's banned. I don't know. But Twitter and Instagram, at least. 5 to Midnight on YouTube, I do with the great Sam Urban, Kyle Matovic, Luke and Tybo from Biting the Bullet Podcast. 5 to Midnight, everywhere, audio and video. Go check that out on YouTube, please, and Rumble. And then Myers in Philly next Friday, 2 shows. So coming out to that and other shit I got going on. But again, just check my socials. I'll post dates and all that good stuff. And that's it for me.
Awesome. Yeah, let's see what else we got going. If you're putting on the music, I'm going to punch you in the face. Don't do it.
I'm not.
Fucking do it, you fucking piece of shit. Guys, check me out. I'm actually going to pause imneilwood.com for a bit just because I have like too many sites. But you can check out James Wood Art. Go there. See a bunch of great artwork that I've got going up. You can still see all my show information. It's going to be on my Instagram through my LinkedIn. My Linktree thing, you know. So you'll see stuff. Yeah, or my LinkedIn. I'm putting comedy dates up there. I have no idea why. Just being professional, I think. So, but yeah, check out my Linktree. Check out my Instagram. I am Neil Wood. go to and follow me on all the social medias there. But again, like I said, check out my website, jameswoodart.com. If you want to hire me for something, also, it's just got a bunch of great artwork on there. Stuff I've done, interior, wall graphics, and all kinds of branding projects. So check that out. And I would love it if you did. But also check out everything for this podcast. Here we go. Adam's on the phone. He's doing something with
his shit. Instagram group chat, actually.
Yeah, I figured. Check out all the other podcasts on the network. And we've got actually more coming up. It looks like possibly two more that we're going to be adding.
We got to get rid of some of these and add some of these.
On the website. Most of them are all gone. Yeah. I mean,
Porcupine's done.
Seth Porcupine. Well, I told you. Well, you told me to leave it up.
Yeah, no, leave it up. I'm just kidding. I don't do it anymore, but leave it up.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a lot of good episodes on there.
They're not. I'm just, it's fine. It's okay. Well, you can check out everything for our podcast over at Cult of Us on Drop 10. You can get to all our stuff, our link tree as well. So you can subscribe and check out episodes and, of course, subscribe to the mailing list for Drop 10 and get a bunch of cool stuff. Adam's going to be at Myers, and you can get all those tickets right there at drop10.com. So go over to Drop 10. We actually will be back at Rosie's. I think I'm going to do May 10th and then more dates, just once a month. We're doing shows all over the place, almost a show every weekend. So come on out if you're in Fishtown, Queen Village, in Philadelphia, pretty much anywhere. And we'll be at Wissahickon June 7th and every first Friday over on South Street, and then every second and fourth Friday for right now in Fishtown. And Rosie's is a great little venue. We're building that one up, so support that one. Come on out maybe May 10th. We just did May 28th. It was a lot of fun. So come on out again, and we'll have more dates for you coming up. A bunch of cool stuff on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/cultofus. Get the membership. It's only $5, and you get a bunch of extra stuff.
I got some good gauntlet videos coming up.
Good. I think we should do that, and also maybe spot a European. I think we just bring up, challenge each other.
I would love to play that game.
Yeah, spot a European. We challenge each other. Get an American head and a European head.
I'll go 100 for 100, bro.
The other person to guess which one.
So easy.
I think Spot a European is going to be coming
done.
Very soon.
That's done.
I really, really like that.
Done.
But there's a bunch of other stuff. Us on the Road, video, audio, all kinds of cool stuff. You get a t-shirt for free, and it's just $5 a month. It supports us. We appreciate it. And other than that, people, getting back into the podcast. Here we go. Boom. I don't know why I feel the need to preference everything in my plugs. But
autism. Some form of autism, probably.
It might be. I hate doing this myself, to be honest. I wish one of these days.
I have ADD for sure. I need to get that checked out.
Producer. Yeah, I mean, you've got multiple things wrong. I was trying to save you the embarrassment of having to be like, cognitive differences are definitely there for all of us.
Facts. Big time.
It's fun. But the fuck was I just about to say? Jesus Christ, man.
Producer.
Yeah, I can't wait for having a producer back. God, just show up.
We need to hire a chubby Peruvian kid again.
That'd be fun. He just had his car. He just had his car broken into. That was,
well,
not even around this house.
Oh, really?
This is like near the club in Fishtown, like Punchline.
Still Philly though, So it's
Philly. Yeah, of course.
That's what happens.
I know these criminals. We need to start sending criminals out into the suburbs. That's what I've always.
That's,
we gotta. You know what I mean?
Fine out here.
Spread the wealth around a little.
Nah, we're fine. We're doing great. Not getting our shit stolen and broken into out here. Believe it or not, we're actually pretty okay. Thank you.
Let us know if you want it though.
We're okay. You can keep that there. Okay. We're totally good. Thank you.
Interesting.
Well, thank you.
Some of us are braver than others.
That's fine.
It's always.
That's fine. No, I don't have in my car a terrarium. So.
I had a terrarium for a while in my car. Technically, my car was a terrarium.
Yeah.
I mean, it was growing moss and some cool stuff. Yeah. So it was going pretty well.
And that's, That's great for you.
I should have leaned in and got geckos and stuff.
You should have.
They would have been like a deterrent. Just,
No, get a piranha.
Piranha would be cool. I don't know. I don't know if I had enough depth in terms of the water that was in
the seat well.
Passenger side. Seat well, yeah, like that foot area. I don't know if it had enough for a piranha.
It's enough to deter a kid from putting his head in there.
What about one of those snapdragons? Whatever.
Oh, dragons? alligator, snapping turtle.
Oh, those. See, now we're talking. I think he would be right at home.
That thing, the problem is they're super slow. So if they're not facing the threat, it's going to take like a long time to turn around. And
so maybe two up front, two in back, just to cover the bases.
I think you need a team of assault alligator turtles.
Okay.
Like a SEAL Team 6, if you will, or a Turtle Team 6, if you will.
That's how you come to somebody without sleeves like you. You know what I mean? You have this kind of Florida man information.
Oh, I have a turtle guy.
Yeah. Oh, we know you have a turtle guy.
I have a turtle guy.
What's your turtle guy's name? Again, I can't remember.
I can't fucking release that information. That was told to you in confidence. Okay. His government name is unknown. He goes by Shelly. But that's irrelevant. Okay.
It's understandable. That's good. I love your turtle guy. Know that. I wasn't trying to defame him, just so you know. Your turtle guy's a good guy.
He might be operating not in the scope of the law.
Yeah.
What's the law anyway?
I've never
a bunch of words on paper written by a bunch of men, arbitrary men in power. I didn't put those words there. Shelly didn't put those words there. Let Shelly do what he has to do. He's fucking in a very important market.
That would be arduous for any like of the sovereign citizen people out there. Like if you had to eventually tell your kid at like 12 years old that they have to come up with their own government, like their own, like they're just like, okay, well, we've been studying everything up to this point, so it's time for you. You're becoming a man or a woman, and you're going to write your own constitution and your own system of governance. So we hope you're educated enough for that. Have fun. Fuck. Like,
mom just be riddled with animals.
Can I just take what someone else? Nope. It's got to be completely yours.
Your own.
Yeah. If you want a turtle guy, you get a turtle guy, but someone's got to figure out where that turtle guy lives. Someone's got to figure out how he operates. Is it free range turtles? Like, what are we talking here?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't ask those questions.
Your turtle guy operates outside the government, of course, but he does operate under his own laws, which are safe. I think you've said that they are safe.
Oh, he treats turtles great.
Right.
But you know, his maybe gathering methods are, you know.
Oh, interesting.
Not what you would call couth, but whatever. You know, it's like, yeah, like that word.
Yeah.
I think he's right. Yeah. I think he's right.
Yeah, you may have.
I did.
I think I'm confident you can use it in that variance. I mean,
I think I can.
I mean, I wouldn't call it like couth or uncouth, like you're being is almost like disrespectful, or you're being
He's not disrespecting the turtles, right? C-O-U-T-H. I'm just gonna spell it so I sound smart, right? Like, and then we're gonna move on from the couth.
It's like using molest. It's like he doesn't molest the turtles. It's like, well, everyone uses that word differently, but I get yes, you are correct.
Oh, now the OnlyFans thing comes back. Yeah, that's my point. Everyone uses that word differently.
OnlyFans is an entity, not just a word unto itself. It's an entity.
No, it's kind of like a noun or an adjective now.
You've made it. That's what I'm saying. You are doing that. That's what I mean. And you should.
Me and Shelly talked about it, and we agreed. OnlyFans is both a noun and adjective.
You're getting all bulked up now. You would be a great little boy on there. You know what I mean? They need that weird in between otter seal thing. You know what I mean? Which I know you have. Which you have that in your Rolodex. Which is
yeah,
really nice.
I am looking for an otter guy.
I figured, yeah, because you got a turtle guy, and I know you're looking for an otter guy now, right?
The ultimate is I need a quokka guy.
Ugh,
that's the ultimate guy. I need an Australian. I don't like to speak to foreigners, so that's the problem.
I've been practicing my Australian. The hardest thing, dude, and you won't be. There's no way with this with your accent work. There's no way you can do it.
Oh no,
the way they say no is genuinely hard. Like there's like 18 O's and like
no, you know, that was bad. Yeah, no.
Like it's no. Way back in the throat. Like it's way no. To like put it all the way back in your throat. No. Like no.
No.
Like, it's so tough. Damn. I've been practicing and I suck at it.
Okay, then here's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to get you and your amateur Australian accent to call wherever they are in Australia, I think the West Coast, and be like, let's get some connections going. What are you good for? Honestly, if you're not gonna do Australian accents for me to get me a quokka.
I mean, I can, my Australian accent is garbage, but I can pass it. But as soon as I hit the no, I have to say yes to everything. It's like that movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey. Like, I can't say no.
Can you say no in other ways? Like, that doesn't work for me.
I don't think they say like gnaw. Like, I don't think that.
Just use other words. Be like, I decline. Or like, you know,
I would
pass.
Cool. Right. Yeah, I'd have to. Like it would have to be like, unfortunately, I'd have to decline that. Like, I'm not able to do it, you know?
That's not bad.
No, I could do that bullshit. It's not good, but it's not bad. But yeah, but as soon as I hit that no, can't do it, dude. I got to say yes to everything they say. So if we went there, I have to say yes.
I'm not going to physically go there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Also, Australia, we're not allowed to go to. I forgot.
No.
It's really just the tri-state area. And
Mexico. We go to Mexico.
Oh, wow. Okay. But I'm sure it's just that one resort you go to every time.
But it's in Mexico, though.
Ah, got it.
It is in Mexico, though.
Okay, well, if we can go to New York, we'll be out there, guys. You can see us in New York, maybe. Maybe, if traffic's good. If it's not, then we can't go.
Neil might not get there. I'll get there.
New Jersey, every once in a while, if Adam's feeling up to it.
Yes.
And definitely Philly, maybe, if Adam feels safe.
If I feel like driving down 95.
Yeah. So you can see us in those places and those places only. It's really been, I mean, our cult's expanding, clearly. We're definitely gaining new membership, I think. Shout out. Let us know if you're a new member. Welcome to the cult. I don't know. We kind of call you hot dogs, but that's really just a thing I do.
Oh, we did get two new Patreon members. We just haven't done an episode since they joined.
That's not good. That's probably not good to even say. I want to cut that part. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of mad that it's said out loud and that you're laughing about the money that they spent. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're going to do a Patreon. Actually, they did it for the UFC pretty much. So it's fine. They got their money's worth. Trust me.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Good. Find that workaround and use it every time, guys. There's no reason you should pay for it. There isn't. Yeah, join the $5 instead. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. Adam, I got to get going. You got stuff to do. You know, we're here. We're going to, if our lives don't fall apart, listen, we are trying. We're going to have a Patreon up for you guys soon, and we will see you next week. I've been the old Pope, Neil Wood.
Shout out Tommy. Shout out Maxwell.
Hell yeah, dude. We'll see you guys later.
Later.
Another day in the cult. You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or cultofus and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or droptent.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
Hi, I'm International Men of Mystery Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.